The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I just have one thing to say about today's show. Okay, 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. It's Orly Tate's Day. It's Orly Tate's Day. Yeah. Ah, you know who I realized in doing my prep yesterday? You know who she said that to?
Who?
Current TV's own David Schuster. That was the interview.
Oh,
on when he was on MSNBC. Let me finish! Let me finish! You are not letting me finish!
Wow.
See? And now we're letting her finish.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right, because we're a little comedy show, and the more rope we can give people, the better for us.
Absolutely.
Here, show me more evidence.
Know. Really? Oh.
Yeah, don't
I did not know that.
That's going to be the main thing we're going to say. Let's practice.
He's
a Kenyan and
a Martian? Wow.
Mm.
I didn't know that was possible.
I'm not going to be combative at all.
That's really
I'm getting a few tweets wondering why the hell we are having that woman on.
It's pure comedy gold.
Exactly.
Look at her. Google her, for God's sakes. It's hilarious. Dennis, but oh, here, some listener comedy already.
Oh, okay.
Staff, let's see. While Dr. Tate's is giving you a root canal legal advice and offering to put your home on the market, would you please let her know it doesn't make any difference if President Obama was born in the U.S. as his mother was a U.S. citizen? He is, too, according to, you know.
The law.
This is similar to why John McCain and George Romney, both born out of the side of the U.S., were qualified to be president. Thanks, Dennis.
Interesting.
We will gently poke her with a fact stick every now and again, just lightly and gently and lovingly.
Is that what the fact stick sounds like?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to stir up some birther. Let me just tell you what. Let's see. Steven says, Steph, ask her what she thinks of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's investigation and why he's refused to comply with her subpoenas to appear at ballot challenges.
We're going to ask her that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to stir up some birther trouble.
You know, I'm right next to her. I'm the one who gets the...
I'm right next to her, too.
I've got her back. I want to know why Joe Arpaio's such a crazy bastard. Listen, I'm going to be all about Orly this morning. So, what's the other thing? The film? She's madder than heck about that new film.
The birther film?
Yes. Who did that? We got to Google that one. There's a film.
Joseph Farah or World Net Daily, something like that?
Right.
Yes.
And it blows her whole theory.
Yeah, it does.
It's something else horrible about Obama, but not that he was...
Right.
That he was born somewhere else, and so that's... And she's like, don't let him finish! The film!
Can we ask her about the time machines that were necessary to go back in time and put
the birth announcement in the
Honolulu Advertiser?
She's tricky that way.
I'm so fascinated with her. I have so many questions. Not combative, just, you know, birther dating game. Which birther would she most like to kiss? You know, has she run her fingers through Donald Trump's meerkat, whatever that is up there?
Is huge. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
I know. I can't wait.
And
oh
I just,
God.
I don't, I want to know, was it some combined, you know, dental legal school, or did she do them separately, and in which order?
Dental legal realtor school.
Right.
And dojang.
And
it said dojo.
Dojang in Korean.
Oh, what does she practice?
Okay.
Taekwondo?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, not Krav Maga or anything like that? No?
Why?
Okay.
Kenny Pick in Cleveland had to go dust off our old montages. We're so excited.
We found out why there has been such an epidemic of stupidity in the United States. It seems that Pennsylvania has attacked us with a secret weapon called...
Orly Tates? Is that her name?
Orly Tates. She's from Russia. She's crazy as loon.
I just need to know how much time do I have. I had bad experience in CNN.
She's a Russian dentist lawyer.
Actress.
Oh, so maybe... in Russia, you could do everything at the same time.
Ann Coulter says that this is foolishness. And has referred to the birthers as cranks.
You know, it's just a few cranks out there.
Listen, you just called me names. You said this is a crazy movement.
Computer says yes.
The only ones that are crazy that are listening to Obama's lies.
Computer says no.
You know when Bill O'Reilly has gotten off the birther crazy bus before you?
You may feel crazy.
Many conservative Republicans are acting foolishly. They are frenzied over the president's birth certificate.
Orly Tate.
Welcome to Tate Mansion. This is where it all happens.
Answer. Let me answer. If you the truth will come out.
You got 3 seconds, so we're going to have to respectfully end this.
Listen. You will get...
I know. You will.
Wow.
Let me. I'm going to... hardly talk at all when she's here.
Oh, God.
She can start and finish.
Except we have a fire drill right at the end of the show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So we got to get out. And that's not even an excuse. We got to scram, Morley. So. I'd love to stay and talk some more about what's up the air, but I got to...
I'm going to start packing up at 8:30.
Jim will have his backpack on for the last half hour.
But you will be here for Elvira, Mr. Sarge.
Elvira, yeah.
Dark, of course.
She'll be here and Squeezy. Squeezy reporting for duty. Yeah, I had totally forgotten all the fun facts about Orly Tates. I had to do. Bill O'Reilly called her a nut.
Yep.
And then she protested Fox News.
That's right.
And she had about 15 people with her.
She's
consistent. She had a Bill O'Reilly protest. Yes. Oh, and David Schuster, she called him a brown shirt. Huh? David Schuster, as we know, is Jewish.
And I'm wearing
Jewish.
A brown shirt today.
Yes.
How about that?
Well,
she'll call you a brown shirt.
I'm literally a brown shirt.
I think there may be fisticuffs today. Very excited.
Stay tuned.
Yes. Also, Charlie Pierce and Representative Xavier Becerra to talk about the big Supreme Court ruling. Wait, it may explode. It's a big, big show.
I think you tweeted that the show may explode this morning.
Yeah. Right?
You remember that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, when I'm doing my own tweeting and Facebooking and... Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. All right.
Face planting.
Yeah. I know. I'm face planting. Well, he's Facebooking for me. All right. I have a. Hang on. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Oh dear. What happened?
What?
What'd you do?
Nothing. Here's what I've been doing. Jezebel.com.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Because I'm single.
Right.
High testosterone turns women into self-sufficient masturbation machines. You talked over it. High testosterone turns women into self-sufficient masturbation machines, is the headline.
Yep.
Who knew? A study out of the University of Michigan has determined that women with a lot of testosterone are actually more prone to masturbate and less likely to want to have sex with a partner. There you go.
So, how's the single life, Steph?
It's not good, because I told you I'm not good at that. All the many things I'm not good at, I'm not good at that. All the single ladies. I'm not good at it. I'm really not.
Well, that's
I don't find myself attractive.
Right.
I don't,
well,
I
that's don't. Because you and do it to you yourself.
Have,
you're not
right.
supposed
but
to do it to yourself.
Anyone else to think
you're
about?
You're not supposed to think about yourself well, when you're
am
doing
I supposed
it.
To think
Hot
about?
Chicks.
Whatever you want.
I'm not a dude.
You have no imagination. That's your problem.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't know
never,
about that.
Yeah, never say that to a creative person. Yeah. Don't, no, uh-uh.
All right. So, these headlines are confusing. Both sides claim victory after Supreme Court rules on Arizona immigration law. Yeah, Governor Bonefinger.
Yeah.
As we call it. I don't, yeah, most of the law was struck down, which she called clearly a victory for her.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Today is a day when the key components of our efforts to protect the citizens of Arizona,
the white citizens,
to take up the fight against illegal immigration in a balanced and constitutional way has unanimously been vindicated by the highest court in the land.
No.
What? A loss for her, huh? No.
It
was pretty much gutted except for the one, huh?
Right.
Okay.
And she added...
He prefers Crypt Creeper.
Right.
Crypt Keeper to Bonefinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. President Obama and his top Democratic allies in Congress, of course, claimed victory on the Arizona ruling. Justice's 5-3 ruling gave Republicans something to cheer by letting stand for now. For now, this
for
can
now.
Also be challenged.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just in practicality how they do it. You know, like Jim was saying yesterday, they're going to go, oh, you have a tail light. Oh, you're brown. Can I see your papers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what they're saying, technically, it can't be unless they're... You know, arrested or pulled over for something else.
Right.
And then, you know, so anyway, it's going to be how it's implemented.
Or for loitering outside of a Home Depot. You know, they could get them for that, too, unfortunately.
I'm pleased the Supreme Court has struck down key provisions of Arizona's immigration law, Obama said in a statement. What this decision makes unmistakably clear is Congress must act on comprehensive immigration reform. Yes.
Yes.
A patchwork of state laws is not a solution to our broken immigration system. It's part of the problem. And that's what basically the big thing the court did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is they said no. I mean, that they said no, that, you know, what do you call it? It's not you can't do it state by state.
Right.
Yeah. Except for Scalia, who went a little bit crazy.
He's a nut job.
That was like a Fox News, like, I don't know, talking points or whatever they call it.
He kind of came unhinged.
Wow. He went a little nutty cakes.
Yeah.
Didn't he? But he brought up the president's... I mean, that's just pure
politics.
He's talking about the president's order from last week.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the case.
Absolutely
legally or constitutionally
nothing.
Or what it was like, huh? Oh, I heard that on Fox News.
Yeah.
President said he was concerned about the, what I just said, practical impact of what critics have dubbed the paper's please provision. We must ensure that Arizona law enforcement officials do not enforce this law in a manner that undermines the civil rights of Americans. The problem is the Joe Arpaios of the world are still going to do that. You know, obviously not every law enforcement person is racist, just like, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
It just, it leaves it. I'm concerned as well, let's just say.
Okay.
Governor Bonefinger?
Today, the state of Arizona and Senate Bill 1070 was vindicated, and the heart of the bill was upheld.
You know what?
No, not so much.
Her press conference was a bit of a mess yesterday.
It was better than her opening statement at the debate.
Well, not really, because reporters kept asking her questions, and she kept saying that same thing over and over again.
That's what they gave her. Just say this. Just keep saying this.
Reporters were trying to ask her pertinent questions, and she just wouldn't deviate from her script.
You don't think she has a keen understanding of the nuances of the law? Is that what you're saying?
I've dealt with that woman personally. And
really?
There's
How is that for you?
There's not a lot upstairs. No. She is a career Republican operative. Mm-hmm. That's what she's done her entire life, and she knows nothing about the nuances of law.
We saw what happened when she had the gotcha question of... Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't a question. It was just the prepared opening statement.
Right.
Okay, that was good. That was a lot of... Wow, we... For someone that's lived their life in radio, that much dead air was making me. I was like, I'm sweating. Help me.
I wonder if the people in the control room.
I was thinking, help me. Someone.
Is your mic on? What's going on? What's happening?
Help.
What?
Help. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
That happened, and we all let it happen.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number. I'm naturally excited today over this Orly Tate's interview in hour 3. She's going to be live in studio right there.
Right there.
Yeah. We're very...
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, because Jim can, interview her in his funny Russian accent that sounds like playing a record backwards.
So, how did you find out all these things about President Obama? He's in book, he's in magazine, he's what, he's where?
How do you feel about Medvedev?
Medvedev.
She was born in...
running out in his car.
She was born in Moldavia?
Moldova.
Oh,
Moldavia was in Dynasty.
Come on, that's Dynasty.
No, Moldova was real.
I want to see her birth certificate. She got her, you gave me all the fun facts already. She got her dentistry degree in Israel.
That's right, at Hebrew University.
She speaks Hebrew, so I can speak to her in Hebrew. Ani el tevet atach. What?
Do you know any other sentences?
No. Gamani montik. Bazana. That one I know. That's bad. Okay.
Well, then don't say it on the air.
Well, it's not FCC bad.
Okay.
I don't think.
Oh, boy.
I got to make a phone call.
Oh,
I'm
call
my ex.
Oh.
Yeah, that's... I told you, this is the only Russian woman I've dealt with somebody that... a woman that built my house. The house that I bought in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... I
well,
she was...
Moldova isn't Russian. It may have been a part of the Soviet...
Really?
The USSR, but it's not Russian.
It's,
so don't call her Russian.
Yes, it's...
All I remember about her is she called everybody guys, and we could never understand what she was talking about.
Oh.
So guys, you can get some other guys to come and schmeck mirrors on the wall so you guys can see guys. And I was like, "What? Who's guys?
Huh?
Oh,
what?
We're guys.
Oh.
So we can see ourselves.
I see.
We need some guys to schmeck some mirrors so we can see ourselves.
Schmeck?
She meant, that's what she used for putting something up on a
oh,
wall.
Oh, okay. Hang.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. All right. And she went to a law school at Taft, which I thought was the president.
Taft Law School. Well, it is named after...
Because, you know, there's Kennedy
Taft
Center.
Taft the president.
Oh, is it?
It is.
It's an online?
It's a correspondence school.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's where she got her law degree?
That's where she got her law degree.
Okay.
You want to hear some fun facts about Moldova?
It's in Santa Ana, by the way.
Oh.
Taft is.
If it's online, you can be anywhere, can't
well,
you?
Well, yes, true. But I guess they're headquartered in Santa Ana, California.
You could be in the Republic of Moldova, for example.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes, Jim, go
ahead. The Republic of Moldova is a landlocked state in Eastern Europe located between Romania to the west and Ukraine to the north, east, and south.
Awesome.
It declared itself an independent state with the same boundaries as the Moldavian Soviet Socialist Republic in 1991 as part of the dissolution of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. It was tragic when everyone there was massacred.
But people who aren't from Russia don't like to be
especially
called Russian.
Especially Crystal Carrington. She was my favorite.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Which one is that? Moldavia.
Moldavia.
Moldavia is the dynasty.
Well, I just
one.
Said the Moldavian Soviet Socialist Republic, which no longer exists.
Right.
Okay. All right.
But remember, people who aren't from Russia don't like to be called Russian.
Right.
So just saying, don't call her Russian.
Gosh, there's so many other things she's sensitive about. Probably
I know.
That one will probably
and,
be down the
okay.
list. The Birther movie, I can't wait to get into.
A strip of Moldova's internationally recognized territory in the east bank of the river Dniester has been under the de facto control of the breakaway government of Transnistria since 1990.
It's a country that doesn't have vowels, right? Should we airlift some vowels to them?
Perhaps.
It's all consonants.
They need vowel aid.
Vowel
aid. Well, some places
get
the food aid dropped.
Yeah, get
we
Bono
need to just
on
drop
them.
A giant bale of vowels on them. Ow! Let me finish. I got hit with an A.
Well, if there are no vowels, it would be
right. Okay, Rita in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Good. I'm very festive today.
Well, you have every right to be.
Yes.
I was just telling my little story here about I was in a convenience store the other day. I just went in for a soda, and I glanced at the newspapers, and there was a headline about the president. And the girl working behind the cash register leans in close, and she says, you know, he wasn't born in the U.S.
Awesome. Awesome.
See,
she's a birther. You're a birther. Wouldn't you like to be a birther, too? Wow,
well,
they're everywhere.
So I challenged her, and I said, what leads you to believe that? And she says, well, I have a paper at home that proves it's not... born in the U.S.
Oh,
can you call back and tell Orly that? Because she will be, we could hook them up.
Yes.
We
well, she implied that if people found out about the secret paper she had, her life would be in danger.
Where, oh, really? Where did she come by her secret paper?
I have no idea. I didn't want to delve that deeply into it. I thought she'd come across the counter at me.
Yeah, you just backed slowly away, didn't you? I'm going to back slowly away from the birther. Don't make any sudden movements. Okay. 29. I'm going to tell Orly that and see if I can make
her
lose her. Yeah, got a paper. I can get it for you. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I've built my career on a certain image, and you have no idea what I go through to maintain it. The workouts, the lotions, pretending I wasn't fourth runner-up at the Miss Teen Bicentennial pageant.
But
that's funny, because I was fourth runner-up. Junior Miss. America's Junior Miss. I was Miss Congeniality, too. Lockport, New York, 1979. Thanks.
F&A.
Okay, right? Totally. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right, very big show. Lots of news breaking left and right. You needed a helmet yesterday. What with the Supreme Court rulings and all. The Arizona law, obviously, it broke while we were on the air. So we want to break down further exactly what happened. Representative Xavier Becerra of the great state of Arizona joins us now. Good morning, Representative.
California.
Oh, I'm sorry, California. Yes. He's our very own.
Yeah, good to see you. And by the way, Javier, the X like an H.
Oh, sorry, Javier. I'm sorry. I apologize. Well, what is your quick take on what happened yesterday?
It was better than a split decision, in my opinion, because given this court and where it tends to go, I think it was a great accomplishment to get them to validate the Constitution. That this is essentially the Constitution determines that the federal government decides what we do in immigration law. The one sort of misstep there was that they are allowing Arizona to move forward with its enforcement of this provision if officers have a reasonable suspicion that someone's undocumented. But I have a feeling that that's going to be overturned as well, because how do you have a suspicion that someone's undocumented unless you profile?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head, Representative. That's what I was thinking. And I think the president said that about, you know, however he put it, about the practical application of this. I think most of us live in the real world. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, but think of it this way, Stephanie. You had a 5-3 decision. Justice Kagan recused herself, and Justice Kennedy could have jumped either way. And if you take a look at the dissenting opinion, Scalia and company, you can see how viciously anti-immigrant they are. And had Kennedy gone in that direction, it's danger. It's a real danger area. So what does it take to get Kennedy to join the majority? Well, had he gone along with the majority that said that all of it was unconstitutional, it would have been difficult, I think, for him to explain to some of his folks on the right. So I'm surprised that we were able to go as far as we did in this decision, given where the court has gone on money in campaigns in Bush versus Gore. And so, quite honestly, I hope that this is a harbinger of what we might see on Thursday with health care.
I was going to ask you that, but I think, you know, as you mentioned, Kennedy, the crux of it is what he said. Arizona may have understandable frustrations with the problems caused by illegal immigration, but the state may not pursue policies that undermine federal law. End of sentence, right?
Yeah, and so the concession that was given to the state of Arizona was, okay, show us that you think your officers can somehow figure out from sight or sound that people are undocumented, and we're, you know, you're on notice. We're looking for you to prove that you can do this without violating the Constitution. So at the end of the day, we've seen how this has been done. We've seen people profiled. We've seen U.S. citizens not only picked up but deported because of the mistakes that were made by law enforcement. So I have a feeling that law enforcement is going to be very happy when they can have a clear sense that what they can and cannot do. I think most local law enforcement, I know in Los Angeles, they prefer to be going after criminals and folks that are picking up their kids from school.
Yeah, well, exactly. Congresswoman Becerra, you know, they're calling it sort of a partial symbolic victory for Jan Brewer, who, of course, was doing a huge victory lap yesterday. Clearly a much bigger win for the president and the administration. But what, when you say that, yes, this part of the law can be challenged, isn't it going to be challenged in Arizona courts, and doesn't that concern you?
anything in Arizona concerns me these days. But, first, recognize the frustration of folks around the country, including Arizona, that Congress has failed to fix a broken immigration system. People want something to be done. Do it and do it right. Now, unfortunately, the Arizona did it. They just didn't do it right. And what's going to happen is I think the people in Arizona will ultimately get us to where we need to go, the way the people in California ultimately got us where we needed to go after Prop 187 in 1994. Yeah. And so I believe that the people are way ahead of the politicians, including in Arizona, and we'll get there. It's just the problem is with this decision, that aspect of the Supreme Court's decision yesterday, it means that there will still be some families that will face discrimination, violations of their Constitution in order for us to get it totally right. So we'll get there.
Yeah. A lot of talk, by the way, Congressman, about how inappropriate Scalia, you mentioned Scalia, but how inappropriate some of his comments were and how unbelievably politically charged. You thought you were watching Fox News, didn't you? I mean,
this guy wears it on his sleeve. And that's why I said earlier that I think this was as good as we could have expected out of this court. When you got essentially three justices who are ready to take you into the black abyss on every decision, it doesn't take a whole lot to suck in one or two more. And so I'm thrilled that Justice Kennedy tried to stay within the parameters of the Constitution at the same time that he recognized the realities on the ground of today, not 1789, 1800. But the reality is that we're always on that tightrope trying to make sure that we come out with a decision that really does respect the Constitution and the realities of the day. And so we can make this work. It's unfortunate, as I said, there will be families that will still be hurt in Arizona or in other states that try to implement Arizona-type immigration law. And what we'll have to do is just keep fighting this as we constantly have to do.
Yeah. Representative Becerra, I hope you're right. I hope Scalia is that cranky because he's already lost on health care. But we'll see. We'll see on Thursday.
By the way, the one aspect of the decision that's not mentioned a whole lot is the language in the majority decision, which essentially said, Mr. President, what you did a week and a half ago with regard to young immigrants for the Dreamers is not only appropriate, but you have our blessing. And so all those anti-immigrants, all those conservative Republicans who were bashing the president for having taken his very bold step on Dreamers, I think now he's been validated by the court, who said you have the discretion to take those kinds of actions.
Yep, I'm looking at the headline right now. It's saying exactly what you just said. Supreme Court decision on Arizona's immigration law provides strong support for Obama's immigration order. It is under federal purview. You're absolutely right. Representative, let's talk about Mitt Romney. You said yesterday Romney's been, because you've heard him, with this just completely disingenuous thing that the president has done nothing on immigration reform, when we all know that the DREAM Act, for instance, passed the House and was killed by a Republican filibuster in the Senate. So for him to be out there saying the president's done absolutely nothing and this is so complicated, it's not, is it? As the president said, it's simple. All, you know, all we need to do is overcome Republican obstructionism once again.
Exactly right. I think Mitt Romney is hoping that if he says it often enough and long enough, that it people will accept it as true. And it's obviously patently false. And what I hope at some point when there's a debate between the president and Mr. Romney, that there will be time for the president to look him straight in the eye, do one of those you're not Jack Kennedy moments where he essentially says, liar, liar, pants are on fire.
Congressman, I'm reading a news story where you called Romney AWOL on this, which is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. You said voters deserve to know his clear position. You said, Mitt Romney, if you're out there, if you can hear us, where do you stand on helping these young kids go and live productive lives in the country they've known almost all their life? And so far, no answer, right?
Yeah, he's playing hide and seek, and he's trying to avoid answering the questions or at least give real substantive answers. And it can only last so long, but, you know, it's one of those things where if he can dodge and evade, he will, but he won't be able to because he's got a very clear record from the primaries about where he stands. He would veto the DREAM Act. He thinks that all those immigrants should self-deport themselves. He believes the Arizona law was a model for the country on immigration. He's got Chris Kobach, the author of the SB 1070 in Arizona. He's got Pete Wilson, the former governor of California, who essentially pushed Prop 187 to victory in 1994. He's got Russell Pierce, the former state senator, who was the principal Arizona proponent of SB 1070 in Arizona. All three of them behind him. By the way, Russell Pierce was rejected by his own folks in his district when he was recalled. And so these are the folks who are helping draft immigration policy for Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's now trying to hide, as I said, as much as he can from his policies. He won't be able to. And quite honestly, even if he does, in the Latino community, it's become very clear. There's a saying in Spanish. Dime con quien andas y te diré quién eres. Tell me with whom you walk, and I will tell you who you are.
Ah, yeah. Well, and as usual, he tried to etch-a-sketch that moment and say, oh, no, he wasn't talking about the immigration law. He was talking about E-Verify. Well, Republicans aren't even behind E-Verify legislation. I mean, the fact that he said, oh, immigration policy has become a muddle. It's become a muddle because of Republicans. I mean, you know, as the president said yesterday, it couldn't be easier. It couldn't be simpler. I mean, he even pointed to, you know, as short a time ago as George Bush and John McCain and comprehensive immigration reform. You know, it's not our party that's moved so far in one direction, correct?
Well, let's put it this way, Stephanie. If you were to engage in a beauty contest, your fourth place finish 20 years ago would have looked a lot better than his in the presidential race.
that was delightful how you brought that back to that. Thank you so much. Well, keep on fighting the good fight, and we so appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much, Representative.
Thanks very much.
All right. Talk to you again real soon. He's awesome. He's from California,
That's
you
right.
know. Liberal from California, son of immigrants. Awesome. That was sexy the way he spoke Spanish to me. And brought up my fourth place finish in American Junior Miss. That was hot. Muy caliente. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEPH-12. Stephanie Miller.
Okay, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 49 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12. Chris just helped me do something technical, Jim. He's my full-time tech support.
Mm-hmm.
I've never known how to do that before. I need a vacation response when someone emails me. Or I could just tell you right now,
don't email me when I'm on vacation next week.
Thank you.
There you go. I didn't know how to do that either. I still don't.
Okay, just let me say, tell you right now, no, I can't tell John Fugel saying something. I'll be in Italy, so don't. So just write directly to John Fugel. He'll be filling in for us next week, doing a fabulous job. I've never known how to do that. The thing that says, screw off, I'm not here. And I may not ever answer your email.
People have been able to do that for 15 years now.
Wow. Mm. It was like magic. Who knew? Settings. Okay. All right. It's Tuesday, everybody. There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Except you, Charlie Pierce.
Oh, man, off to Italy, huh? We doing a smoker at the Vatican, are we?
I'm going
Before
on my...
Before we start, can I say something?
Sure. Yes.
Happy 19th birthday to my daughter, Molly.
Oh, yay, Molly!
Yay, Molly! Yay.
Molly, my Irish Molly.
Exactly.
Wow, I got a brief snippet of song from Jim Horton.
Yes. I'm fairly off my trolley.
So, great stuff about the immigration ruling. We were just talking to Representative Javier Becerra.
Javier.
I mispronounced his name, and then Chris yelled at me. But that's not important now. It's important, Charlie.
That's the easy one compared to Raul Grijalva.
Yeah.
Raul Grijalva.
We just make Tom Brokaw do that one. So, as you say, the president stuck Willard's feet in quicksand on this issue a couple of weeks ago, and suddenly his primary season support for the Arizona law is dissolved into raspberry jello because he's looking at a demographic abyss. Excuse me. Now the Supreme Court is forced him to make up his own mind again, and Willard finds himself short-sheeted. And you know he loves pranks. President's executive order changed the whole game. And as we were just talking to the representative about, Charlie, the Supreme Court ruling essentially supports what the president did, right?
So. Yeah, I think essentially. I mean, I think the part that's left intact is still pretty awful, but it leaves open the door to subsequent challenges. I do think, though, that the one thing about yesterday's Supreme Court, even though we didn't get the big healthcare decision we thought we were going to get, that bunch of teases. But, I think that Antonin Scalia at this point just doesn't care.
I know.
I mean, it doesn't matter. He's a blog writer masquerading as a Supreme Court justice now.
Yeah,
he's honey badger.
You had the best, exactly. You had the best line about it. You said we had the collateral entertainment and Antonin Scalia's now weekly demonstration of burlesque hysteria.
It's unbelievable. He's dragging in the executive order, and I swear to God, he just doesn't care anymore. He's got a lifetime job, and he's going to do with it what he will.
Yeah, it really is, that was amazing. Well, I mean, as one Georgetown law professor, David Cole, said, this is almost a total victory for the Obama administration, and yet, you know, there we have Jan Brewer and others on the right doing a victory dance, right?
Well, I don't know if you stayed with the press conference yesterday in Arizona long enough to listen to Jan Brewer attempt to take questions.
Chris mentioned it.
Talk about throwing a bowling ball down a well.
Yes.
I mean, there was nothing there.
Oh, boy.
It was disastrous.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, as I'm reading, the majority opinion, as you just said, also leaves open the possibility a future challenge to this provision could succeed, including a claim the law leads to unconstitutional racial profiling. As somebody said, it was sort of a warning to Arizona, but was it you, Charlie, was saying, I don't know that you have a lot of hope, because that would be in an Arizona court that it would be heard, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you could pursue it up to the Supreme Court, and of course, then again, we get into another reason why certain people should vote a certain way this fall.
Yeah, certain people talking to you, voters.
Because, wowie, yeah. I don't even want to think about what people Mitt Romney may owe for the nomination that will want it paid off in Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, yeah.
Both Koch brothers, probably.
Yeah.
Ought to be.
It's the United Supremes. States of Koch brothers. That's what it'll be. Well, you made a great point, though, Charlie. You said it was an interesting day for our old friend, the 10th Amendment, which reads, if I recall correctly, Congress shall make no law that disturbs the local rednecks. You say Jan Brewer, the duly elected crackpot governor of Arizona, praised the Supreme Court for continuing to allow brown people in her state to be rousted for their papers, calling it a victory for the 10th Amendment. And then you make a great point about the other ruling. At the same time, the court also exercised a little-known second paragraph of the 10th Amendment, which reads, if I recall correctly, the various states shall make no law that inconveniences the rich guys who buy us dinner, blowing up the campaign finance law, of course, in Montana that has stood for 100 years.
And doing so you know, peremptorily. I mean, literally with the back of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not even condescending to take arguments. I mean, it was just, I mean, they have decided that Citizens United is the hill they're going to die on.
Well, and as you say,
I don't know that there's any remedy except to amend the Constitution because, or to change the Supreme Court, because these guys, this is their monument.
Well, you know, and as only you can, Charlie Pierce, brilliantly, you say, so if you're keeping score at home, states' rights now means that your gardener could be asked to produce his papers on his way to your house, and a billionaire from Colorado can buy your governor.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's exactly it.
Yeah, I mean the level of inconsistency is just hilarious, they were so all over the map yesterday that I'm actually feeling a little bit optimistic about the healthcare decision.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I don't know what these people are thinking.
Yeah, well, somebody speculated that maybe Scalia's having a hissy fit because he's already lost on healthcare. Maybe that's why he's so cranky.
Well, then again, you have to get into what does he consider a loss. I mean, if they throw out the mandate and keep everything else, Antonin Scalia will consider that a loss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean,
well,
he considers that a loss when, you know, naked women don't bring him grape leaves every morning.
great stuff as well about Fast and Furious. You say, while the Congress is tying itself and the Department of Justice in knots over a kabuki investigation based at least in part on an Internet rumor about the president's desire to steal everyone's guns by allowing more guns to be sold down on the border, Supreme Court apparently taking seriously a fringe interpretation of constitutional powers that only a year ago was ridiculed by both sides of the legal establishment. I mean, that's exactly where we've ended up, isn't it?
Well, not. I mean, there was a great piece on Bloomberg News over the weekend. With the lead was just this masterpiece of deadpan newspaper writing that said we surveyed the 21 most prominent constitutional scholars we could find. 18 of them said that the law shouldn't be overturned, but only 8 of them said it wouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So we've left reality completely in this regard.
Yeah, Charlie. So what? I guess again, we're all just sort of reading tea leaves at this point about the healthcare ruling. But what do you think is going to happen? And you know, what would be your preferred outcome?
Well, my preferred outcome would be that the law stands and then we improve it. But that isn't going to happen. The best outcome you can get, I think, would probably be that the mandate gets chucked and the rest of it is left intact, and then you see how the thing can function without the mandate. But, I mean, I still think there's a strong block of votes in that court to throw the thing out entirely.
And really?
To revisit the Commerce Clause all the way back to the 1870s. I just get that feeling, and the fact that Roberts is writing the decision does not make me optimistic at all. The only question is whether, I've felt this way all along, whether he wants another whopper of a decision on a 5-4 vote on his watch.
Right, right.
Because whether or not they want to defend Citizens United as law, they have to know what it's done to the court.
And the fact that we're here, you know, that if we'd called it a tax, it would have been a no-brainer, but we can't because they signed a pledge to Grover Norquist and not the Constitution, you know, on the Republican side. It just says everything about how far right this Republican Party has gone, doesn't it?
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, it's, you know, you're seeing a few stories now that people are starting to get out from under Grover's thumb. I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah.
But right now, they are fundamentally committed root and branch to beating the president.
Yep, exactly.
And they believe the way to do that is to, I mean, there's already, I was reading over the weekend, there's already quote-unquote constitutional challenges to Dodd-Frank.
I can't imagine
what those would be.
Yeah, exactly. Charlie Pierce, fabulous, wonderful as always.
Terrific. Hey, listen, have a great time in Italia.
All right, thank
we'll
you, honey.
We'll talk when you get back.
All
bye-bye.
Right. All right, honey, bye-bye. Don't eat, mommy. 58 minutes after the hour, back with Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine.
Whoa, and it's time to feel good. Hey, I'm right now. It's time to feel good. Oh, yes, it is. Why? Because who's the pretty girl in the window there? It's Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. morning, Bridget.
A.K.A. Cassandra.
Hello, Cassandra.
I my clothes. My hair's like Wild Women
of Mars. You're gorgeous.
I'm on TV. I put my makeup on.
Yes. You can tell Jim is barely attracted to you by the fact that he's been drooling nonstop since you got in here.
I wore my special blouse for Jim.
Yes, you did. Hello.
Thank you. That's what we're grabbing. Okay.
The chat room's in a frenzy. Move everything that's in the way of Elvira's boobs.
Yes.
All right. I mean, they want him to move the monitor for these little, you know, raisins, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Now we got some real ones in. This is so exciting. Because you know we're having next hour? What? Orly Tate.
Orly Tate. Bring her queen here in studio.
Dr. Orly Tate.
Wow. Yes. Well, it's like a theme in the show.
Let me finish.
Yes. Yes, we'll all be birthers next hour. Yes,
oh, my God.
God.
Father has been such an epidemic of stupidity in
the United States. It seems that Pennsylvania has attacked us with a secret weapon called...
Orly Tate? Is that her name?
Orly Tate. She's from Russia. She's crazy as loon.
I just need to know how much time do I have. I had bad experience in CNN.
She's a Russian dentist lawyer.
Actress.
Oh, yeah. I meant 16. Oh. Yeah, I meant this one, because we all want to be birthers this morning. There we go.
I think Obama's Kenyan and proud. I used to be alone in the crowd, but thanks to the internet, you see, I connect with idiots like me. Oh, I'm a birther, he's a birther, she's a birther, we're all birthers. Wouldn't you like to be a birther too? Be a birther, drink a birther Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Be a birther, take stupid further. Be a birther, scream bloody murder.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Okay, and then lots of people have questions for me. Tom in Kansas writes, Steph, I can't wait to see Orly Tate's on the show. In fact, I'm more excited than Marcus Bachman at a Cher concert. I'm overdue for a dental cleaning. I have some building lots to sell, and I could also use some of her legal expertise. Can you get me a quote for those services and ask her if she gives a discount for bundling all three? Also, if I type Stephanie in her box, will I get a further discount? If she's receptive, though, I'd like to see a portfolio of her dental patients before I commit. I don't want to end up with teeth like Blake Farenthold. That congressman, the toothless congressman.
The correction, though, she's not Russian. She's from Moldova.
Moldova.
Which
Moldova.
Used to very be different. The Soviet Socialist Republic of Moldavia, where they speak. Actually, it's a variation on Romanian.
Really?
It's actually the only Eastern European Romance language.
And Moldavia was the country that had the dynasty massacre.
Right.
And I heard that she got her law degree online.
Yes.
That's where I got my Elvira degree. In the same place. So
that's how you become
a lot in common.
Yeah. How you become a mistress of the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, we have some breaking news. Cassandra's moving back to L.A.
Yay!
Hey, and you said you think you bought a house yesterday?
I think. I'm not sure, but I'll let you know when
near
I
me.
Find out. Near you.
And
I can stalk you now.
Attention sellers, please accept Elvira's offer. With anger to live near us. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, in honor of that, Stephanie, I brought you a present.
You did.
Sorry I didn't bring one for you guys.
No,
Jimmy,
it's okay.
Because I only could carry one.
Elvira wine.
Yeah. I know you like wine in a box, but this is in a bottle, and I hope you'll enjoy that, Stephanie.
Elvira's, how did you know?
Very cool.
How did you know I like wine?
Oh, I don't know. I just heard it once. It's probably a rumor.
Heard it through the grapevine. Aha!
There you see.
Wow, honey, thank you.
So I actually have a bottle of Elvira's cream soda sitting on my counter at home.
Uh-oh, that's scaring me.
So you could be like Tim Allen's neighbor peering over the top of the fence with it.
Oh,
know,
I can.
You know.
Yeah.
Stephanie? And what does one get, Elvira, for a housewarming gift, I wonder? Something
In
formaldehyde?
Something in pleather.
Pleather.
Yeah.
She has the coolest piece of art in her house. Now it's a whole thing of Elvira made out of what?
Out of old crap that I had in my drawers.
Like
old merchandise is a giant portrait of Elvira, and it's made out of, like, I looked in there and I found my sunglasses the other day. I was like, God,
I wonder where
they
went.
Yeah, my Elvira sunglasses I wore in Mistress of the Dark were in there, and then one Elvira shoe, and then I found a tiny empty tube of, cream for yeast infection. But my God.
Okay, I didn't need that.
Yeah, no, anyway, I know. Hmm. Anyway, but everything
well,
I had in my
drawers
at home, he just stuck in this piece of art, which
macaroni
is pretty amazing.
And glitter.
Well, you've had a storied romantic past. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, God, yes. What?
What?
Oh, no, don't start doing that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm writing my autobiography.
Every time you're in here,
now.
There's a new story.
Yeah. I know, I can't give it away. But I do want to tell you one thing. I'm getting... you guys, this is one of the biggest honors I've ever had in my life. This week on Sunday, I'm getting a A giant wiener donated. I mean, no.
Excuse me? Okay.
No, Pink's Hot Dog is giving me my own Elvira Double Delicious.
Really?
Oh,
yay.
My God.
Yay. That's
that
awesome.
Is,
yes. And
that's how you know you've made it.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I mean, forget the Academy Award.
Right.
Forget the Golden Globe. But so I'm going to make a surprise visit, or I'm not actually. Elvira's going to make a surprise visit to Pink's.
Wow.
If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, Pink's Hot Dogs.
That's so awesome. That is awesome news.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm going to be a Golden Apple Record.
I wonder if Gladstones will name a clam after me or something. What?
Or Starkist will name it Tuna after me.
Yeah.
My brand of tuna is best.
Your brand of tuna was best.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, I got all my plans out.
If there was one thing
Stephanie Miller
was sure of, it was that her brand of tuna was best.
And that I've been smoking cigarettes since the Truman administration.
Exactly. All right. So, here's the story. So we're going to stir up some birther when Orly Tates is in here.
Woo-hoo.
Cassandra, because here's what it is. They did a bunch of other birthers, did another movie that's making her lose it. Because
right.
Birthers are flipping their tinfoil hats over a new film that claims President Obama's father was not a Kenyan goat herder, but rather a communist journalist nearly four decades older than his mother.
Oh, I thought so.
The problem, it undermines the bedrock of birther lore that the president is ineligible to be commander-in-chief. Dreams from My Real Father, 97-minute film narrated by an Obama impersonator, Jim. Sorry, I didn't get you that job. Weaves the narrative that Obama's grandfather wasn't a furniture salesman, but an undercover CIA agent.
I've heard that.
Who convinced Barack Obama Sr. to marry his teenage daughter to hide the fact that she was impregnated by a 55-year-old and a communist.
What?
Known as Frank Marshall somebody. Okay.
Or he's Malcolm X's illegitimate son.
What?
One of those.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Right. What? Anyway, so Jerome Corsi from WorldNet Daily has reviewed this film favorably. WorldNet Daily and Corsi wrote, Tates are trying to kill the case by making up American citizen father for Obama. And she wants to know who they're working for. What incentive did they get to do so? Please tell Corsi and Tata to stop this. Enough. Let them finish. So she's mad.
Interesting. Huh. Yeah. So there's right. trouble in Birtherville.
Yes, right. There is.
Right? And we're going to make it worse.
We should make another movie. What's that? Another birther movie about that he's like a car salesman from Yonkers or Adam.
Right, right. Yeah, why not? Why not?
Is that the country? Oh, that is.
His real name is Mary Lefkowitz.
Yeah.
And he was born in the Bronx.
Of Jewish heritage.
But he tans well. So.
I think that film also claims that he hasn't had a nose job before his Senate run.
Really?
Maybe she did it. Maybe Orly.
Maybe.
She's a doctor.
It's part of her.
She's a dentist.
Oh, well.
You're only you're a really bad dentist if you get into the nose.
A lawyer.
Then you've really missed. You're
you know what her Twitter handle is?
What?
Dr. Orly Tates Esquire. So you get the doctor and the lawyer in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm changing my name.
I wonder when's the last time she's dentist.
Dentisted?
Yes.
I don't know.
Let's ask her.
Well, she's coming in. I have a left molar here that could use.
I don't think you want Orly Tates working on your teeth.
No.
Winner by pliers.
She's a realtor, though. Maybe we could.
She's a realtor too.
She can help you with your deal today.
Oh my God! If she could just get me a small discount.
She'll get right on that.
So we had lunch the other day because we are close personal friends. You were saying that you're getting politicized. What with the whole election coming up?
Oh yeah, was I?
Yes, you were. Well, you were also dropping food in your lap a lot.
Well, it's like the last Obama thing. I sat for days on a phone calling people and telling them to vote for Obama, and they were very receptive when Elvira calls you and tells you to do something.
Yeah. There were Elvira robocalls? Really?
Yeah. Oh, hi, this is Elvira. They didn't know who was talking. But
it probably made men do stuff, but not vote, maybe.
It did. Well, maybe. I don't know.
They just kept playing it over and over again.
I know it made Jim do stuff. I called Jim. Jim was one of the people I tried to get to vote. No, I would do that.
Fortunately, I have a hands-free set, so I...
Jim!
Hang on. Let me get my screensaver up while you're talking. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, it makes me get afraider and afraider when I see all the Romney, the polls and everything. I'm going, no.
You're like, no.
No, not Romney. Oh, God, anything. But I still like Obama. I mean, I love him. Everybody talks about, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that. He's not the damn king. Hello, people.
You're the happy, crappy liberal like me. Yay.
Exactly.
No, we were saying that one of the scariest things is, you know, the Supreme Court has just, that alone is enough reason to vote. It is getting frightening.
Oh,
when
that's the, yeah,
Scalia
yeah.
It could be a right-wing radio host. I mean, it's just, you know, great.
That's the scariest part of the whole thing. I mean,
somebody,
who do you want to put in all those judges?
Somebody described him yesterday as someone that seems like he just sits at home in his underpants screaming at Fox News. After he gets off the bench, don't you think?
Well, that's what I do, but I don't know.
Oh, well, there's a whole other visual for Jim.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Oh. Jim would have liked the visual this morning where I had to wash out my thong and I had to dry it with a hairdryer before I came here because it was the only one I had because I'm staying at some friend's house.
Wow.
But anyway, forget about that.
Okay, we're going to need to take a break while Jim goes to the bathroom.
Oh.
17 minutes after the hour, right back with Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, come on! You got to admit this is cool!
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
And Elvira. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Elvira, mistress, well, now mistress of the morning.
I was going to say, there's a reason they call me mistress of the dark.
Yeah, you're never up this early.
No, never. I can't believe
how you
guys
do it. It's not meant for
morning
shows. 1-800, it's just because we blackmailed her again with those pictures that Jim always finds. So here she is. 1-800-STEPH12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I don't know why she falls for it. I mean, she knows they're out there.
Yeah.
I know. How many times have I fallen for this? I don't know. I think I'd finally learn, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Oh, Billy in Texas has a new jingle.
That's right.
Oh, it's so exciting.
All
right. Right-wing Billy.
Billy's
here we go.
Hanging around.
Yeah.
In that Texas town. With a phone call from the range. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just letting go. If you want to know. How his talking points are strange. How does he come up with his stuff? How?
Here he is, Billy in Texas. Hi, Billy. Excuse me?
You did not appreciate the jingle.
We made you a jingle.
That's my jingle?
That
yes.
is, we made it for you.
Y'all are awesome.
Turn him around.
Look, I'm not sure Billy Gibbons is happy about
it. I made two points yesterday. One about the immigration bill in Arizona, and the other about ISA making the statement that y'all were attributing that there's no evidence on this Fast and Furious stuff. Of course,
so there's no evidence of a cover-up
on Fast and Furious. Obama won't comply with discovery, which is part of any lawsuit that has ever been
fishing
filed.
Expedition in this case.
Excuse me?
I said fishing expedition in this case.
That's ridiculous.
It is?
It's totally ridiculous. I mean, just lie.
He admitted on Fox News there is no evidence. He has no evidence of a cover-up.
General Issa said that. He said he has no evidence.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have any evidence because Obama won't turn over the documents that will provide that evidence.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a circular argument there.
Billy, do you believe the same theory that Daryl Issa does, that the president did this on purpose so that he can enact gun control legislation in his second term?
I don't know about that, but you know what? The fact of the matter is, on the left, the ends justify the means.
Did you know he was born in Kenya?
Who?
Okay. That's next hour, the birther.
Oh, sorry. All right. Just want to debate the facts out there.
If that didn't stun him enough, she was like, don't want to see my boobs? All right. Governor Cryptkeeper yesterday.
The heart of Senate Bill 1070 has been proven to be constitutional. Arizona's and every other state's inherent authority to protect and defend its people has been upheld.
Oh, no.
No, it says no.
No, it was pretty much gutted.
And furthermore.
The president said yesterday, going forward, we must ensure that Arizona law enforcement officials do not enforce this law in a manner that undermines the civil rights of Americans. Talking to you, Joe Arpaio, as the court's decision recognizes the Crypt Keeper again.
We also cannot forget that President Obama and his party had both houses in Congress for 2 years and could have secured our borders and fulfilled the promise to fix our broken immigration system.
God, so they just keep repeating the same thing over and over again.
Elvira can kick the Crypt Keeper. Crypt Keeper's ass.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Thank you. Yes.
That's right, sister. That's right, sister. We'll
if
see
I
your scary character.
I could say it. I could do it.
It's early.
It is
really early. Really early.
They just keep repeating that. You know, immigration.
For 2 years, they had a million people in the House and Senate.
It was killed by a Senate Republican filibuster. Yeah. Every Republican voted against the Dream Act. Let's go to Elizabeth in California. You're on with Elvira. Hello,
Hi.
Elizabeth. Hi.
I'm so glad to be on. I just wanted to say first, thank you for having your show on in the morning because you've saved me from NBC, and I feel so much better now.
Thank you. Your morning Joe crystals have been replaced with Steffi.
Yes, and I wanted you to ask Orly Tates why she stole Tammy Faye's makeup look. And also, I love Cassandra Peterson, and I'm hoping that Current puts her on as a liberal Elvira in the morning after you. That would be
no,
awesome.
No, at night.
Oh, God, yes, please, please, at night.
Oh, at night.
Don't do that to me.
Current could use some funny, and she's awesome.
There you go. Thank you. Why, what a fabulous idea.
A new gig.
Show scary movies and
ooh, on the radio.
No,
oh, on TV.
On TV on Current.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, scary movies are kind of the ones I show are boring, but on the radio they're really slow.
Scary movies are like Mitt Romney speeches.
Yeah. You could show scary movies about global warming.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah, no, I tweeted that the other day.
Real Elvira.
Exactly. You tweeted. Oh, I was so glad. I don't know. You know, I guess. I don't know. Not
are there
being
a lot
able
of
to tweet is a sign of early sign of old age. I cannot tweet. I don't get tweeting. I tried to tweet this morning.
Yeah.
Did it come out?
Yeah, I think
did
I saw it.
Come out like it's a cake.
Well, I tweeted that she was going to be on the show.
Yes.
And
I know. Thank God, I saw it and I went, oh, tweeting, and I tweeted. Ooh. I should have been tweeting at sea yesterday and the day before. But
yes. Do you? Are there a lot of people pretending to be you?
Oh, yes, there
that's
are.
That your handle has to
people.
Be the real.
Well, no, someone probably had Elvira before you got on Twitter.
Well, yeah, every Latino in the world. But other than that.
And so you went with the real Elvira. A lot of celebrities do that.
The real Lindsay Lohan
right.
or whatever.
Yeah,
not
sure.
the gay cross-dressing Elvira.
No,
there
exactly.
Probably about 500 of them.
Oh, there's thousands.
Sandra in Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Sandra.
Good morning. How is everyone this morning?
Good, go ahead.
Good. Can I vent for just a moment?
Sure.
I'd like to suggest that it's time to send the Statue of Liberty back to France.
Yeah.
Okay, that bring me your tired, your poor, and your down. Yeah, bring them here so we can abuse and misuse them. Okay? That's the way it seems.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. This is the 21st century. Willie Lynch is alive and well in the 21st century. Okay? 8 years of Bush. What do we turn around and do? 1 year later, we put all these Republicans in who decide we want to make Obama a one-term president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? So anything he puts up, we're going to fight against it. We're not having it. No
Woo!
Way.
That's right.
8 years.
Yeah. Well,
all
I mean,
that money.
Yep. I mean, Bush v. Gore, Citizens United, and now this Montana decision yesterday, it should be if that's not enough to get you off your ass and vote mm-hmm. in this election, I don't know what is. By the way, the decision yesterday, though, the Arizona decision, the immigration decision, signaled the court also views Obama's recent immigration directive, halting deportations for many young undocumented immigrants, as legal. Hello.
Yep.
Essentially, the court underscored that the federal government has broad discretion under the law to decide who to report. So take that, Governor Bonefinger. Take that.
Yeah.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Back with more with Elvira on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Given this a lot of thought, and I feel the all G-string
Stephanie Miller
is the wrong direction for this magazine. Instead, we're doing nipple glitter.
In honor of Elvira, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Did you drive the Macabre Mobile here?
Yes, the Macabre Mobile is here. No, actually, the Macabre Mobile is in Vegas getting a facelift.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
For the, on the, some new, oh gosh, on some reality show. And they're doing a whole, I drove
really?
Up there. Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So they're doing a whole Elvira McCobmobile facelift. And then I hope maybe two for one. And then I go and pick it up, and we're having the coffin upholstered like the coffin. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
The trunk. The upholstered trunk. Like a coffin. Sure. There you go. So you can take naps in there.
I can take naps
when I pull over the side of the road.
Right.
You could resurrect Screamin' Jay Hawkins and put him in the trunk. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. What am I saying?
Kajira.
Kajira in Massachusetts. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Elvira. Hello, Kajira.
Yeah, hi.
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 Yeah, I am the official owner of the rescued Maltese of the Stephanie Miller Show,
Little
Mac.
Hello.
Unfortunately, he did pass away on March 5th, all at the age of 17, so now he's the official guardian angel dog of the Stephanie Miller Show, looking down on your dogs and giving them love.
Aww.
And eventually I'll adopt another one, but not yet. But yeah, that was my baby.
Aww.
And I just want to say hello to Elvira and tell her a funny story about my mom.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, isn't a Maltese a snack for one of Stephanie's dogs?
Yes. It's a favorite Great Pyrenees snack.
Yes. He was about as big as the head of one of her dogs.
Yep. Yep.
7 pounds, itty bitty, tiny little dog.
It's like you put one of my dogs in the dryer too long. I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. He looked like dryer lint. He actually bore a striking resemblance to dryer lint with eyes and a tail. That was Little Mac, the sweetest dog in the world. And now he is watching over your show and keeping
Thank
the Republicans
you.
Away from you, except for Orly Tate.
All right, that's fine. Your mom was an Elvira fan, Elvira fan?
Yes, she absolutely loved Elvira, and it was kind of a funny story because for a long time I was admiring Elvira, and I actually have my hair in a similar style to her, and I was worried that my mom would be shocked seeing Elvira on television because of, you know, how you dress and everything. But she was watching a program that you were on. You were talking about one of your movies, and they showed a clip where you were dancing with tassels on your bosoms, I believe.
Nipple tassels. Yeah.
Jumped out of a car like it was like a windshield or something. And you were doing this dance. And my mom said, she's a feminist icon like Mae West.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Even your mom, even after it's World Tassels.
Yeah.
She thought you were great. No,
yes,
she said that you embraced your beauty, but you didn't take it seriously, and you knew that a woman could be powerful and still look provocative. And I was really amazed that she thought that. And I thought, that is really great.
That's right.
An older generation thought
nipple
that you
tassels
were great.
Do not take away your feminism. No, I wear them every morning.
Absolutely.
No, they don't. Neither does big hair. Big hair rocks.
Big hair. Hey, hire the hair closer to God.
That is okay.
There you go.
All right, there you
thank
go. Thank
you. That's Kajira. So sweet. That's so strangely bizarre. So many people say that to me. I mean, they kind of look at Elvira like a feminist and kind of a powerful woman.
Yeah.
And it's so bizarre to me when they say that. It's like, but I love that. I think
in
that's
control
the thing I like
of your
about.
Own sexuality.
That's right. Exactly.
It makes Jim want you to control his as well.
I think I already am.
Are some people shocked when you don't look like that? Do they really not like?
Oh yeah, no,
get
no,
that it's a character.
Okay. Oh, I a long time ago I kept getting calls for shows to audition, and I'd walk in and you would just see their faces fall. It's
right.
Like we called for this big buxom, dark hair, tall, you know,
right?
And they're like, oh my God, who are you? And
what
so
have you done with Elvira?
Well, you've done acting as Cassandra.
I have. Well, if you can call it acting.
Well,
yeah. You know.
You were in Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
I was
in the biker bar.
My favorite part. I got to beat up Pee Wee. Every woman's
right.
fantasy.
Yep.
And Pee Wee and I just made a pact. As a matter of fact, we both decided if we're still dressing in our costumes in 5 years from now, we're going to have a suicide pact and kill each other. We just make that so.
I got to hang out with him at your birthday party, which was so much fun.
He's fun, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I love Pee Wee. He's one of my best friends.
He gave the toast.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Okay, so the Elvira drag, I asked you this before, but how long does it take to get in Elvira drag?
Well, about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Takes longer to get into my... It'd
be quicker if I helped.
Let me help you into the booth,
Jim.
Yeah, I don't think it would... Somehow I don't think it would be quicker, Jim.
You're suggesting I would linger?
Lisa in Dallas, you're on with Elvira. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Oh, we're so excited. We've been trying to call you forever. My daughter and I were watching this zombie movie, Fido.
Oh.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the zombie movie, Fido?
No, I haven't even seen it.
Carrie Ann Moss is in it. It's kind of old. We noticed that the guy who runs the zombie corp looks and talks exactly like Mitt Romney.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's great.
Now I got to find that movie and put it on somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's on. You can get it on Netflix. Just download.
Yeah, you're like, he's like this close to being like naked eating somebody's face in Miami. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Speaking of scary, you were talking about a scary book about Mormonism.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, okay. Under the Banner of Heaven.
Yep.
Mm. By John Krakauer. That house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes. if you want to check in on the Mormon religion,
yeah,
check out that book. It's very, very well, what do you do when you research?
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing. It's if you think Scientology's scary, you check out that right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Speaking of scary, how about this? I was just reading Mitt Romney campaign planning to deploy an army of Mormon supporters from Utah to states where the presidential race is close, such as neighboring Nevada and Colorado. The missionary work that is the heart of the Mormon religion could be good preparation, said for Romney door knocking and phone calling outreach effort, giving the long hours and rejection that such endeavors often entail.
Really?
Yeah.
Je m'appelle Mitt Romney. Bienvenue au Jeu Olympique.
That'll bring people around to Mittens, huh? Mormons knocking on your door.
Great.
Oh, get a vote from Mitt.
I just got rid of the Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, it really is. We've learned all sorts of fun facts, haven't we, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
About the Mormon religion.
Yes, really? We have.
Yeah. What was your favorite in the book?
Oh, gosh, my favorite in the book. Well, how they massacred everybody on the way out west. Mm-hmm. How everybody that
There's
came
that.
Along, groups of pioneers and whatever, they just killed them because they wanted the land. So,
right, wow.
And they set the Indians up
it is like
against
a zombie movie.
Them. The Native Americans set them up against them to kill everybody that was in their way, you know. So they were, equal opportunity murderers of everyone. Just,
that's right.
That part is scary, the history.
Wow.
And, well, you know, the whole...
Well, that's why they won't let them drink cola. They get too excited. And then
and you can't see, unless you wear the special glasses, you can't see the...
The magic testicles?
Spectacles?
Jim!
Well, they have a lot of kids, so, they probably...
The texts. You can't see the texts without the spectacles.
Exactly. Right, yeah. The x-ray specs.
Yep.
Paul in California is here to slobber over Elvira. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Back in the late 70s, I worked for Pacific Theaters here in Southern California, and Elvira used to be on TV late at night, and so was another gentleman by the name of Seymour.
Oh.
One night they did this Halloween thing in Manchester near Sepulveda, and I'm so nervous there. But I was an usher for Pacific Theaters, and I remember that night sitting or standing between Elvira and Seymour and him trying to stare at her boobs and her giving him the dirtiest look I've ever seen.
Wow. Seymour was trying to Seymour.
Well, it's probably been the first time that ever happened to her, Paul.
It's
you can imagine the shock. Yeah.
I'm going to have to fact check that, though, because, number one, I started Elvira in 81.
Right.
And number two, I only started Elvira after Seymour died. I never met him. But but other than that, I
can't
remember. Yeah,
other than that.
I
don't remember you ever giving a man a dirty look that does that.
No, I don't even.
You try to see.
It's like the cover of Tom Waits' album. I don't know if you guys have ever heard about that or seen it. There's there's supposedly me wearing tassels, on the cover of an old Tom Waits album. Mm. And I look at it and I go, looks like me, but
it's
I have absolutely
no memory
of ever doing it. And so I'm just going to say it's me, but I don't think I did it.
Okay.
A rock in Hollywood, you probably hit someone who's dressing up like you.
Yeah, I mean, you have things, Stephanie,
besides
right, that
all
you've done,
your
you
real
don't
stories.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Or I blocked them. But anyway, no, because all your real stories sound like some kind of knock-knock joke gone awry. Like, so Tim Leary and... Elvis and I walk into a bar.
Yeah.
None of your stories sound real, and yet they are.
I know.
You've lived a life.
I really have. I've lived several, actually. I'm writing about them. The sad thing is I've been writing it for a year, and I'm only up to the age of 17. So it's going to have to be like a Star Wars, like a trilogy.
Well, yeah.
Just your teen years alone. Tell us about that. You were a dancer.
Well,
that's when you knew Elvis.
Yeah, right. Well, I was a go-go girl when I was 14, dancing at a gay club. I was actually a drag queen. I was a girl playing
now that's ironic.
A guy playing
a
girl.
Guy. Wow.
And I was in blackface on top of the whole thing. But anyway,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I was being one of the Supremes. I had to.
What a crazy house of mirrors that is.
But, you know, that was just one little thing. But, yeah. I
see what I mean?
Yeah.
Every story is like a Fellini film.
Just that sentence alone is enough for a whole chapter. Holy cow.
I know. That is a whole chapter. But, and about how drag queens, I feel like I was raised by a pack of wild drag queens. How they taught me how to walk and dress. And
the makeup, I'm sure.
Makeup. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I learned everything I know from drag queens.
Wow, drag queens are teaching you how to be like a girl.
I know. That's Yeah. And now I teach, I teach them, but now I'm kind of like a role model for drag queens. So
yeah.
Kind of come full circle.
It's kind of a crazy car, your life. It really is. So that's when you met Elvis, when you were...
When I was 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was 17. Oh,
what is it? Now, I thought I was really old, but what's a go-go dancer exactly? Is that different than a...
Well, go-go dancer, very, very different. And this day and age, I was wearing white vinyl mini boots.
As you do.
And a little fringy dress. Later, it was a little fringy bikini.
Sure.
And, dancing in a glass cage at Club A-Go-Go in Colorado Springs, Colorado, with a black light.
That's exactly how I started.
You know, and and every night, and, I would go in the dressing room and sit on the floor and do my homework for,
Colorado Springs is a crazy
whatever, and then
right-wing corner of Colorado.
Probably not.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Was it back then, too?
No.
No, it's kind of been taken over.
In the 70s. It was taken over and became the evil empire. When I was growing up, it was kind of cool and witchy. It was kind of, I don't know, Manitou Springs was like full of kind of witches and spiritual stuff. I left it over there. But
So that's how, probably.
Yeah. Well, I don't go back there anymore since the cuckoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ted Haggard's moved in.
Yeah.
All right, kids, 46 minutes after the hour, I would not tune out because you never know what she's going to say in the closing segment here.
That's
46
true.
Minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
No, don't fear her.
No.
Look at her. She's harmless. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after the hour. Elvira, Mistress of the Morning, was...
yeah. That's a phrase you don't hear often.
And plus, there's all this light in here for the TV show, so we apologize.
Stephanie, the whole time we're on break, Stephanie is saying, tell me a weird story.
Tell us, because it always seems like the dark, and we have, like, our flashlights on, and we're under the covers.
Right.
Tell us another scary story.
Okay, well, this is a disgusting story, but it involves the Osmond brothers and Frank Sinatra.
Yikes.
Okay, yeah, your stories always involve random celebrities, but go ahead.
Well, I went on a date with one of the Osmonds. I can't remember which one it was.
Meryl?
The old one, I think. Alan?
Alan, I think, is the oldest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The oldest one. Okay.
Wow.
Well, he wasn't that old then.
Okay. Adolf Osmond,
I was 17, so I'm with the whole Osmond family.
Mormons. Do they all go on dates?
Mormons. They all go on a date together.
Really?
Well, we went to Frank Sinatra's 50th birthday party at Caesar's Palace.
That is so random. Okay,
I know. And, well, Donny Osmond was sitting on my lap. That's how long ago that was. He often asks to do that
again
when I see him.
Wow. I had the biggest crush on Donny. I got to sing Yo-Yo with him on a TV show once.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. I could die after that.
Oh, Donny is kind of a doll. He's sort of adorable.
Yes.
Especially when he was like about 8 or 9 years old. Okay. But anyway, so we're at Frank Sinatra's birthday party, and so I'm with the whole Osmond family, who's slightly, well, they're a little religious. And
yes,
a little bit.
Kind of straight, and I'm a showgirl, so they weren't so down with that, so we go over to meet Frank Sinatra and say hello, and he shakes everybody's hand, and then I extend my hand to shake his hand, and instead of shaking my hand, he goes, nice tits.
Did we have to dump that?
I think so.
Yeah, we had to dump that. Sorry about that.
Nice boobs.
Nice, come on.
Nice,
sorry.
Or nice rack or something.
I was just quoting Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
It was
That's all he said.
Wow.
And everybody, the mom and dad Osmond, their faces. Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, dear.
I just turned blue and practically fainted. And it was just, talk about an awkward moment. Don't ever do that anyway.
You know what? Okay, that might have been my favorite Elvira story ever. Okay. Jerry in Illinois. Jerry in Illinois, you're on with Elvira. Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hi, Elvira.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm confused because the TV is out of sync with the
That's
with
because
the phone
she just
here.
Said...
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
But I would like to say I agreed with Frank Sinatra.
Well, he had good taste.
That's a smooth opening line, Jerry. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, great. I met you a couple of years ago. You were in the Chicago area at a horror convention.
Okay. It wasn't the 70s, was it?
No.
No. This was just a few years ago.
Okay.
And you actually jumped on stage with Sven Gulli, who is our local horror guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's been bragging about meeting you ever since.
Oh, well, I love me some Sven Gulli, I tell you. He is. He's one of my top favorite picks as horror hosts, I'll tell you that.
And Jerry, you want to know if she has any new TV shows coming up.
Yeah, you were on here, I guess, in syndication or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you went off MeTV about a year ago now.
Wow, you know everything. But you can still get them online, Elvira.com.
Oh, Elvira.com.
26 episodes, so don't forget that.
So
I do got the DVDs, or I picked up a few.
Oh,
DVDs.
I bet you do. So he wants to know anything new in the works? Anything that we can tell us?
Well, I do have something very new in the works, but I can't tell you.
No, or she would have to kill you, and you would have to be one of the undead characters.
Exactly, but I'm working hard at work. I do have one thing that's on, if you check it out, if you go to Elvira's Horror Hunt. com.
Okay.
I have a big show that I'm doing with my friend Peaches Christ.
Right.
And we're it's kind of a film festival, and we're looking for the best independent horror film. So we're gonna have a little contest. We're gonna have it online, and kind of like the Siskel and Ebert, you know, Peaches Christ and Elvira and Ebert.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and then we're gonna pick the best film, and then bring the filmmaker here to Hollywood and have a big star-studded.
You should point out that you said horror film, not horror.
Yeah, thank you. I know. That's why I said it very slowly and carefully.
Yes.
Yeah, someone else said, call it Elvira's horror. Okay, I can't say it. It'll be bleeped.
Never mind. Yeah, bleeped. Listen, we've already had one today. It's all right.
They said Elvira's Horrific Hunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
that's good.
We changed it to
now,
Horror Hunt.
Got it. I got it. Wouldn't that be funny if Pee-wee called in? Cause then...
I'm trying to use the phone!
Okay. Marcus in Chicago.
Oh, sir, we kill him.
Marcus in Chicago. You're
hey,
on with Elvira.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, so I just wanted to wish everybody a happy belated Pride.
Yay!
Yay.
Happy Pride to you. Happy Gay Pride to you as well.
Yeah, I was in Chicago, and I got the hell burned out of me.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot, right?
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
But I, you know, the good part was I work at a gay and lesbian youth center.
Yes.
And it's rough work. They sent me to meet Ben Cohen in the morning.
The rugby player?
Yeah. Yeah. The hot rugby player.
Oh. Like, tough work.
So yeah, I asked him to sign dirty parts of me, and he wouldn't do it. But
I will.
You know,
Elvira will do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure. You know. It's funny because I was thinking, you know, when you talked about the tassels, I wake up every morning and that's the first thing I put on.
Accessories make the outfit. Okay. I love that. That's cute. I was talking to someone in New York that they actually had a tornado warning in New York. And I was like, that for Gay Pride weekend.
Mm. Oh, no.
Even for a friend of Dorothy, that is really gay. That made Gay Pride even gayer.
Oh, I just did a thing for Boston Gay Pride.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, look, they were after me for weeks to record it. But
that's wicked gay.
Finally got it done. So that was fun. Yes.
Yeah, I was in Boston for Pride with the Sexy Liberal.
You were?
Fabulous. It was fabulous Pride. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Pride everywhere. Pride over here. Pride
busting
over
out
here.
All over.
Yeah.
So give us again the scary web. It's Elvira.com.
Yes, well, Elvira.com, you can buy all sorts of cool Elvira crap. But, and Elvira on Facebook.
Elvira
on Facebook,
yep.
But,
and apparently on the Twitter when you can figure it out.
At the real
Elvira.
If you have a film, exactly.
And if you have a film, you can make it on your iPhone, Stephanie. You can just make
really?
You can make a 30-minute or under film on your iPhone and just send it in to Elvira's Horror Hunt.
Chris.com.
Wow.
What is your opinion as to whether I would ever be able to do that technically?
It's actually quite easy.
Really?
Yeah. I could show you how.
No, I wouldn't be able
to.
Does it involve wine and a Great Pyrenees?
All right. I'm hoping that they accept your offer so that you can move near me.
I'm hoping so,
We're going to have even better stories for the radio if that happens. All right.
Party every day.
Precious, do the robocalls for Obama this year again.
Oh, I'm going to do it. Oh, can I pitch one more thing? I'm doing this Sunday in L.A. Golden Apple Comics is reopening on Melrose. I am going to be there 2 to 4 as Elvira, which I rarely
do.
Nice.
All right. Love you, honey.
I love you more.
All right, stay tuned. Dr. Orly Tate's coming up next hour as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. David in New York City, please ask Cassandra about losing her virginity to Tom Jones. All right, listen.
What?
We only have time for so many Cassandra stories.
She has lived
Elvira
a life.
We'll tell that story
next
time.
Why, Cassandra? My.
Oh, what a show we're having. Dr. Orly Tate's Esquire should be, well, we think, hopefully she'll be here.
I
right there.
I thought crossed my mind that
she may not show. But I'm a helper. I'm telling you. I'm trying to help her figure out what color her parachute is.
Yep.
Birtherism may not be her thing. And I had no idea how many lawsuits she's lost.
No.
She's plucky. You got to give it to her. She's a plucky, determined little thing.
Are you all lawyered up in case she sues you? Because that may happen. We have lots of other guests coming up later on in the week.
Hal Sparks in the studio tomorrow for Hump Days with Hal.
Actor Steven Weber joins us in studio on Thursday.
Dreamy, magical.
Yep.
All right. So we're having us a week. Oh.
And he will not be poked in the eye with a stiletto heel.
No.
Just so you wonder.
Oh, looky here. Michelle sends me a picture of this is her in Italy in a pashmina. I'm going to Italy on Friday.
Really?
After the show. Yes.
This must be from, like, 1999 or something, when people actually wore pashminas.
Shush! She's my pashmina sister. Steph, here's a picture of my husband and I enjoying after-dinner drinks in Italy. Notice I'm wearing a green pashmina.
Hey, how about that?
We're in Tuscany until August. I heard that you're going to be riding your bike through Tuscany. Yes!
Beautiful.
Yes! Since we're the official listeners with a home in Tuscany, hello.
Oh, nice.
How about some fancy listeners?
Hope it survived the earthquakes.
Well, yeah, I know. We'd like to invite you to ride your bike over to our house. We'll sit on the veranda in our pashminas drinking wine. We saw you at Sexy Liberal Chicago this year. Loved it. Love you even more because you wear pashminas.
Wow.
My Italian pashmina sister,
you
Michelle.
You could do a movie together, Pashmina Girls. Starring Lindsay Lohan.
We were just having a flashback to the early days of the show when that guy used to call with that fake
Italian
accent.
Hey, Luigi!
Hey, buongiorno!
Buongiorno!
That's when
what's the matter you?
We were on two or three stations, and...
Yeah, that guy.
We took every single call.
Yeah.
And that music is still a holdover from when he used to call. I still have the
Jim
music
used
in
to
here.
Screen the calls, and he had very stringent rules.
Hi, you got a phone? Okay, good enough.
Hang on.
You breathing? Okay.
Oh, it's the guy that does the Italian thing again. Hey, buongiorno!
Buongiorno!
What's the matter, you? Okay, all right. Wow,
how are
see,
you?
Here's
Dick and Dayton. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
And Tommy from Columbus, who still calls.
Yes. All right. This makes me miss New York. A Jew-hating Elmo in Central Park.
What?
You never know what you're going to run into in Central Park. That's all I'm saying. You remember when I was walking my two white dogs to Central Park and the black guy screamed at me that I'm a racist?
Racist, because you have white
I'm
dogs.
I'm a racist mother... because I had two white dogs.
Yeah.
And I was wearing an Obama hat, and I was a little... I was like, I... What?
Huh?
No, I'm...
That's not the same species.
But
you can't be...
All
right, whatever.
Okay, Gawker brings us this. Here's a picture of a man in an Elmo suit being carted away from Central Park Zoo in an ambulance. Visitors complain he'd been wandering the park screaming obscene anti-Semitic rants.
Yeah. Elmo.
I think we found a future husband for Orly.
Let me finish.
Elmo has a long history of terrorizing tourists in Central Park with anti-Semitic rants, some of which were thankfully captured on video. Our favorite is this video from April, where Elmo's rant about how he works for John Gotti sends kids and parents scattering before he is confronted by a magician in a heart pattern overcoat.
Wow.
I love New York.
Wow. No wonder you left.
You're not going to find things like that in Phoenix.
No, not really.
You just don't.
No. Let's, you know,
maybe
where you do
in
find,
Fresno. But.
You know where you do find lunatics like that? In right-wing world. Okay.
Nice segue.
Thank you. Rush Limbaugh.
I don't say this jocularly.
Jocularly?
If we have laws on the books, that the federal government's not going to enforce regarding immigration. Why should election law be enforced? What if Obama decides that the 22nd Amendment's no longer relevant, limiting presidents to 2 terms? Come on, Rush. There's no way Obama would ever dispense with elections. Yeah, there's no way Obama would ever not enforce immigration law.
Oh, my God. You know what struck me about that that's the scariest?
What?
That sounded like either he or Antonin Scalia could have said.
Yeah.
Scalia is basically a right-wing talk show host at this point. That's exactly.
Mm-hmm. He's Rush Limbaugh in a robe.
Scalia echoed is Chris Kobach.
Who?
You know, the anti-immigration, the guy that's behind 1070.
Yeah. You're right, with that American name Kobach.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Anyway, but.
It's almost as American as Scalia.
Hey, where's our Italian music? Hey!
Hey, what's the matter with you?
I don't like this immigration thing. What's the matter with you? Spicy meatball.
Yeah, I'm reading his thing, his dissent, and it literally reads like it could be a transcript of Limbaugh's show of anybody on Fox. He accused the president of deliberately refusing to enforce immigration statutes.
Based on what?
He surmised the Obama administration, quote, desperately wants to avoid upsetting foreign powers. He accused federal officials of, quote, willful blindness or deliberate inattention to the presence of illegal immigrants in Arizona.
All they've been talking about for years.
Anyway, a constitutional law professor at UCLA said Scalia has finally jumped the shark. He claims to respect the founding fathers, but his dissent channels the opponents of the Constitution.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Babe Buchanan on the situation.
If it is upheld on the one hand,
Obamacare.
40% of Americans now approve it, less than 40%. You're looking at 50% who are absolutely opposed. You see costs coming up. You see Americans worried to death they're going to lose their health care insurance because of this bill. States will be bankrupt by a federal government
just
likewise.
The opposite.
So you run on that and you say this is a failed policy. It hurts Americans.
And you've got
the American people with you on it.
Now you feel my pain about hosting a show with her for a year. Because I was like,
why didn't Wolf Blitzer say, no,
to leave it there.
She just told an outright lie. People's health insurance is not going to go away because of it. They're going to.
And by the way,
it's the opposite of
insurance
that.
Because
are going down.
Costs are going down. Yes. You can't be excluded from pre-existing conditions.
Kids can be on their parents' health insurance until they're 26.
Nothing she said was remotely the truth.
She is right about one thing, and this is what has always irritated us. We've been saying this since the beginning. A new poll shows that while 56% of Americans oppose the law as a whole, most back its key provisions.
Right.
I'm not sure how we lost the messaging war on this, but 61% favor allowing young adults to stay on their parents' insurance until 26. 72% wish to maintain the requirement that companies with more than 50 workers provide health insurance for their employees. 82% favor banning insurance companies from denying people with pre-existing conditions. That is Obamacare.
You asked how the right won the messaging war on that?
Because of that!
Because they have Fox News.
Right.
And because Wolf Blitzer has to leave it there.
And the left didn't have anything like Fox News until Current came along.
Oh, nice one. Wow. That was a long way to go for a suck-up like that.
Of course, yeah. Fox is seen in every hotel room and gas station and bar in the country.
Gym.
Whereas most
if you go to a gym in middle America, Fox News on every TV. Yep.
Whereas you can recall, most people that find me by accident is because they sat on their remote with that guy in Alabama.
What's this?
It got me by accident.
Yeah. She's kind of hot until she opens her mouth. God,
darn it all. I thought it was Danica Patrick, and what the hell? That claptrap coming out of her pothole. Okay. Brian Kilmeade and a guest on Fox.
Valerie Jarrett said over the weekend, I'll just summarize. She said essentially the reason why it's not popular is because Republicans kept running it down, and they've been more effective in running it down than we have been promoting it.
Yes.
Look, it's not popular because what's in it?
Uh-huh.
The taxes? $20 million will not be able to keep their health care, and the president promised that.
What?
Their own number says it's going to cost another $1.7 trillion. Then you got that whole board at IPAB, 15 people. Unelected is going to regulate and decide what you're going to get in Medicare.
So the so-called death panels.
Exactly.
Okay, can I explain what this is about? This is why Randy Rhodes must never go on vacation again. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I listened to Sean Hannity by accident yesterday, and what did I hear about? Death panels! 1 minute. Yes, if your grandmother's too old, she will be denied a hip replacement or
whatever.
Whatever, because she's going to die soon.
Oh,
what?
God.
No!
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all, yeah, it's all, yeah, but I am more angry at CNN than I am at Fox, because Fox is, you know,
yeah,
right-wing propaganda channel.
Right.
CNN is still pretending to be a legitimate news organization,
yeah,
and they just let that stuff,
yeah,
go.
Yeah. Not two sets of facts. Okay, Fred Barnes on Brit Burr.
Here's what sort of irked me. For the president now to come out and say we have to have comprehensive immigration reform, something he said every year of his presidency that he would produce a bill on, and now he's calling for it, is hypocritical in the extreme.
He couldn't even get one Republican to vote for the Dream Act.
Right.
How is he?
God.
And that's the easiest part of immigration, yeah, reform.
They're treating Obama as if he's king.
Yeah.
And he could just,
yeah,
wave
and
his
George
hand
Bush
and,
couldn't, right, get comprehensive immigration, yeah, reform. Done.
Republicans were in favor of the Dream Act until Obama supported,
exactly,
it.
Boy.
Dana Perino and Greg Gutfield on the five.
And if you're at a university and you happen to be not white, then you have advantages. Yeah. All the advantages,
God,
right?
I think it,
all these people,
right,
are white.
Tremendous advantages that you end up having. You can become president of the United States.
Oh,
see,
sure.
It was just given to him.
He only became president because he's black.
Yeah, because that's always historically been such a plus in America.
Can I just say outright, Greg Gutfield is a racist?
Yeah.
After
that statement?
And you just did.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and we finish with Kimberly Guilfoyle on the
phone. You're creating a dependency here. And when you look at the Cato study you were mentioning earlier, I mean, welfare spending, federal welfare spending is up 41%, so $193 billion extra per year. Who's going to want to give that money back and say, you know what, forget it. When you get used to it, you become accustomed. It's like our nation's crack now is free money. Other people's money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why there's so many people, jobless people, because they're lazy. They don't want jobs. They just want to sit,
yeah, that big fat welfare
big,
check.
Gigantic welfare, yeah, checks.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, that concludes our...
How much money are those idiots making?
That concludes our recorded right-wing world. We hope. In about half an hour, we will have a live right-wing world.
Wow. 20 minutes, about 20 minutes from now.
With Orly Tate.
Wow. We found out why there has been such an epidemic of stupidity in the United States. It seems that Pennsylvania has attacked us with a secret weapon called...
Orly Tate? Is that her name?
Orly Tate. She is from Russia.
No,
she's crazy as loon.
I just need to know how much time do I have. I had bad experience in CNN.
She's a Russian dentist lawyer.
Actress.
Oh, so in Russia, you can do everything at the same time.
She'll give you plenty of time. But answer the question.
Okay.
Try, but answer the question.
Okay. Ann Coulter says that this is foolishness, which you find.
Hang on. Okay.
Come on. Okay. And has referred to the birthers as cranks.
You know, it's just a few cranks out there.
Listen, you just called me names. You said this is a crazy movement.
Computer says yes.
Oh, the only ones that are crazy that are listening to Obama's lies.
Computer says no.
You know when Bill O'Reilly has gotten off the birther crazy bus before you?
You may be a little crazy.
Many conservative Republicans are acting foolishly. They are frenzied over the president's birth certificate.
Oily Taint.
Welcome to Taint Mansion. This is where it all happened.
Answer. Let me answer.
Me.
If you the truth will come
you
out.
You got 3 seconds, so we're going to have to respectfully end this.
Listen.
All right, she's Moldovan. She's not Russian.
She's Moldova.
Sorry. Okay.
We will
let her finish.
Romanian.
Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number up the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Haven't enough of my dreams died?
What?
The chat room?
Yeah.
It's harshing my buzz, my birther buzz this morning.
Most people are believing that she is not, that Orly...
It's about 50-50?
Orly Tate is not going to show.
Really?
Yeah.
I still believe.
I believe, too. But if she doesn't show, that kind of gives us more ammunition for
her. What, because you said, would you like her to come in early so she can take calls? I'm like, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
24
I mean,
minutes
why not?
After the
I mean,
hour.
A lot of people are looking forward to this.
Me too. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
And I said it's a big get, and you corrected me and said.
This hour brought to you by I do not want to reduce my chances of her actually walking in here in a few minutes.
Okay.
This hour brought to you by Solar World. They've been making solar panels right here in America since 1975. Go to solarworld.com to find out more about the leader in American solar. Oh, by the way, speaking of people making things here in America or not, the president taking it to mittens some more.
Good.
President Obama criticized Rahm Yanuf for what he says is record of shipping American jobs overseas. Yes! Mm-hmm. I say stick with this all the way to the election. The Romney campaign, Obama said Governor Romney's commitment to outsourcing is not just part of his record, it's part of his overall economic vision that he and Republicans in Congress want to implement if they win this election. The Romney camp says the reports do not differentiate between domestic outsourcing and offshoring. The president said you don't need someone trying to explain to you the difference between outsourcing and offshoring. You need someone who's going to wake up every single day and fight for American jobs and investments here in the United States. Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, I see. My job's been what now? Oh, it's been outsourced and not offshore.
Oh, I see.
Oh, well, that's better then, in that I don't have it. So that really
it's been
concerns me where so it is now. Better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think the entire country's talking about BS.
It's been off-worlded.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Joe McCarthy on his little fishing expedition.
If the president and Attorney General Holder would simply start producing the documents they know they could produce to us that are not by any means going to be covered by executive privilege, this could be delayed or even eliminated.
Okay.
You know, I'd like to see interview him as my friend Ed Schultz, because he's a fisherman. He's an expert in this sort of thing.
That's right. Look, a shiny lure. Look.
Ow! There's a hook in my mouth.
Representative Elijah.
Is that how ISA sounds to you?
But he's got a hook in his mouth. Yeah.
With a hook in his big steroid bloated cheek.
Allegedly.
Thank you. Representative Elijah Cummings.
I'm calling on Speaker Boehner to come forth and show the strong leadership that I know he will and sit down with the Attorney General to resolve this matter.
Yeah, that'll happen. Judy Tenuta said that could happen.
Don't
hold your breath.
All right. Oh, Joe McCarthy also on Obamacare, because he's always been such a helper on this whole subject.
There will be a need for a bipartisan need for a group of us, particularly those on Ways and Means, to get together and say, okay, what is it we can cobble together from what we do agree on?
Medicare for all. That's what I
there
think.
You go.
Yeah.
Done. Simple. Mm-hmm. Not so many of those scary pages you're all so concerned about.
That's right. Just knock off the age requirement. Boom. Done.
Bill Richardson on the...
I think there's going to be a real uproar against a politicized Supreme Court. You know, here they're making political decisions.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Like they did in stopping the election in 2000.
Who said, when is Romney going to look like a challenger? Seems to play everything safe, makes no news except burn off Hispanics. Who said that?
Raul Grijalva.
No, good guess. It was Rupert Murdoch tweeted that.
Rupert Murdoch.
What?
Not happy with mittens. Huh. They just seem so unhappy with their candidate. Such a shame. Let's go to Mike in Chicago. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Steph. Hey, everyone.
Hi.
First of all, if she does show up, could you please explain to her that Hugo Chavez does not own the voting software in the United States? It's the Republicans that do.
Yeah. I mean,
there's so much to get to with her. Yes, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, and Obama donates money to Hamas. Where is their mailbox exactly? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Oh, no, apparently that was the first thing he did as president. Was giving money to Hamas so they could build rockets.
In 2009, wasn't it the Republicans who said that they don't have time for witch hunts regarding the Bush administration because the economy is in such shambles? According to the Republicans, the economy is still in shambles, but they have time for these witch hunts with Eric Holder.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How mad do you think Eric Holder is now that he didn't do any investigations? Well, hey, Eric, it's not too late. You still can do it. And while he's at it, he might want to look into the Koch brothers' record-keeping abilities also. He might want to get a hold of the Judicial Committee and have them look into that.
You know, as somebody said, Mike, they're pissed about a bunch of things. That, you know, he's trying to stop voter suppression, that he's not a DOMA, immigration law. You know, he's just he's not doing all the stuff they want him to do. So, I mean, this is clearly a fishing expedition.
Absolutely.
All right. Oh, come on. Take your organ out for me. Please, everybody, pray that Mama's one dream of Mama's come true and that Birther Queen, Dr. Orley Tates, Esquire, dentist, lawyer, realtor, shows up. And, well, she's supposed to be here in, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, she's supposed to be sitting in the chair in 10 minutes.
Yeah, if she's here, we'll put her on next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Excuse me, why do you have a picture of me?
Stephanie Miller.
And six drunken longshoremen rolling around on a rubber bed on your chest.
Who doesn't have one of those?
Yeah.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Can I say all of us as a group are so pathetic?
Why?
We're all just like prom dates getting stood up. Rebecca's going downstairs to wait for her forlornly.
And I got the corsage and everything.
Jim's sitting here with a hand corsage, all wrist corsage all morning, waiting.
Rebecca's waiting by the phone.
Let it be.
Her.
Oh dear God, it
I just went out. I just went out to the bathroom, and she's like, "I don't know, I'm getting a weird feeling too." We are awaiting Bertha Queen Orly Tate, who she's the one that said call Stephanie Miller and tell her to be. What did she say?
Allow her to be on the show
to present her evidence.
Side.
And I was like, "Great! Yes. When can you be here? Can you come live in studio?" We were even going to give her an extra segment. So that she could finish, presumably. So, all right, we'll see. Rebecca's forlornly waiting in the parking garage.
Yep. We tried calling her. It went directly to voicemail.
Yeah.
So,
okay. All right.
We'll see what happens.
Please, God. Yeah. Oh, don't let another one of my dreams die, please.
Someone in the chat room says, it's too quiet. It's too quiet.
It's too quiet. It's too quiet.
It's too quiet.
I mean, I think I could even make a love match with Jim Ward. I really do. Because you guys might have some conspiracy theories that intersect.
No,
like this one.
No.
That Osama bin Laden was killed years ago and his body kept on ice.
Well,
and the announcement of his
possible.
Death was timed to divert attention from her court case that she's litigating with Obama.
She had been reported to have died some years ago.
But she's a follower of that as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
See? So you do intersect
right?
on some points.
This could be all kinds of magic.
And he was working for us when we were kicking the Soviets out of Afghanistan.
Well, we know that for a fact.
Yeah.
So, just saying. Okay, let's go to Rebecca in California. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first thing, can I be the official... liberal lefty lawyer of the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, then.
We needed one.
Yes.
Okay.
I may need one after Orly Tate sues me.
Call me. I'm ready for that. I wanted to talk about the law. Specifically, I want to talk about this Arizona law because I want to point out that there's two ways that you can find a law unconstitutional. The first way is facially in the way that it's written. And what the Supreme Court just did, they didn't put a constitutional stamp of approval on that law and say, it's constitutional. What they said is, the way it's written is not unconstitutional. But the way it's enforced may be unconstitutional, so
right.
we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yes.
So
it's not this big, we approve you,
right.
you're approved, Jan Brewer's full of nonsense. I mean, that's just not what the Supreme Court just did.
Right.
Yeah.
They said, and the other thing is, you're not going to end up in Arizona state court. If somebody's challenging this law, they're going to end up back in federal court. They're going to start in the district court, then they'll go up to the circuit court, and then they may end up right back up at the United States Supreme Court because it's going to be a federal constitutional challenge to this law.
Okay, awesome.
And I think that it's really important that we don't pretend like the Supreme Court did something they didn't do. They didn't say, hey, this is okay, go ahead and do it. They said, give it your best shot, we'll see if you can manage to make this constitutional.
All right.
They're not going to be able to.
Rebecca, those are all amazingly good points. You're the smartest girl in class. However, we just got information that Orly Tate is here. So sorry. I didn't really hear anything else.
Yeah.
But I love you. Thanks for calling.
So let's break.
Woo, she's here. Bertha Queen Orly Tate is here. She will join us next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
My opinion is, you're nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Running, running, and 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 running,
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it.
Stephanie Miller.
Come on. Let's get it started. Come on. Let's get it started. Get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Here she is. She made it. It's Dr. Orly Pace. Burger Queen, hello. And look at, I already got a lovely parting gift. I got Orly Tate's for Senate.
That's right.
For U.S. Senate. What is this?
It's actually a DVD of the trial in Georgia where, as you know, we brought a legal action against Barack Obama, and after 4 years of legal actions, for the first time, it was heard on the merits. And I brought all the witnesses. There were seven witnesses testifying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can watch it, and people can get the same thing by going on
everybody,
the website.
Everybody I know in California, I told to vote for you. I did.
Yes.
I really wanted to see you debate Dianne Feinstein. I did. I was so...
Well, you know, and that's another thing that I wanted to mention if we have time in regards to election. I was just recently talking to somebody who was an analyst for NADA, and he's helping me with preparing a new lawsuit. As you know, there was a lawsuit filed on behalf of Ron Paul's people against RNC, and this is a new lawsuit that we are filing because we're seeing massive elections fraud, and until and unless we clean up this massive elections fraud, we will have the same people in Congress time and again, and so that's something that's coming.
Okay, good. All right. Where do we even start? I'm so fascinated with you. Now, I hope I didn't offend you already. I asked if those pearls were real.
They're beautiful.
They are lovely. Beautiful. And you said no. You got them for $10.
Yeah, something like that.
In Moldova. In Moldova.
Moldova.
You're from Moldova?
Yes.
Yes. So we falsely accused you of being Russian, but
speak
a variation of Romanian. Well,
both Russian and Romanian.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and Hebrew.
In Hebrew too. I think I also speak Spanish. Speak a few languages.
Ani otevet otach.
Today.
I'm done. Okay. That's all I know.
Okay. I am certain to
read. All right.
Toda.
So, no, not Russian. So I was going to ask you if you like Yeltsin. What's his first name?
Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah. Boris. That's right. His name is Boris.
Well, for people who like Solichna, they probably like Yeltsin.
Yes.
But other than that, I don't think so.
Have you ever hunted moose or squirrel?
No.
Now, okay, I'm fascinated with you. You are both a lawyer, a dentist, and a realtor?
Well, being an attorney, I took an exam as a real estate broker. So I basically just for our own family needs.
Real
estate.
So, now,
I'm a licensed attorney. I'm a licensed doctor of dental surgery, and actually, I'm doing both.
Did you go to? Is there a combined lawyer dentist school that you went to, or did you do them separately?
No, it's like a attorney MBA. No, so I did a lot of schooling, and that is why somebody who does so much schooling typically would do a lot of research, and that is why when I saw all this information in regards to Barack Obama,
we'll get to your evidence, I swear. But now. Have you ever seen that Republican Representative Blake Fahrenthold from...
No.
Oh. Well, he
needs
like,
some dental work. Yeah.
He has a huge gap in between his two front teeth. Can you fix that?
Sure, I can. I'll be happy to.
In an adult... I mean, is that... What'd you do? Braces or...
Well, it depends. I would have to see. I don't do braces. I'm not an orthodontist. I'm a general dentist.
Oh, right.
But I can put nice crowns or veneers.
Crowns or veneers. Representative Fahrenthold, if you're watching, and I'm sure you are.
I never saw him.
All right. Because I'm a girl, I've got to, because we're going to give you all the time in the world, but I want to play birth or dating game, first of all.
Oh, no.
If you had a choice of kissing either Joe Arpaio or Donald Trump, who would you want to kiss?
Neither. Can I take the fifth on this one?
Yeah, you can plead the fifth.
But now, wait a minute. I don't mean to, stir up trouble in birther land. But so Joe Arpaio's investigation that he's doing in Hawaii, right? He has refused to comply with your subpoenas. What's up with that?
And that's a good question. Well, actually, at the end, he did issue, and I did bring with me an affidavit which states that indeed he confirmed what I've been saying in my lawsuits for the last 4 years, that the Social Security number that Barack Obama is using, it's not his number.
Oh.
And I have E-Verify and SSNVS saying the same thing. This number is a Connecticut number that was never assigned to Barack Obama. He also saying that indeed the birth certificate and the selection active service certificate are computer-generated forgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And
So actually, you've said that he has the president has dozens of Social Security numbers. His passport is inaccurate, and the person who was cooperating with the FBI in connection with Obama's passport died mysteriously, shot in the head.
Well, yes. Let me provide some. Information clarification on that.
Okay.
I never talked about his passport.
Doesn't seem like it needs it, but okay.
But you can actually read yourself, go online and read the articles. There are plenty of articles on one, Lieutenant Quarles Harris. This is actually there was an FBI investigation. It's public record that there was a breach into passport records of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain. Uh-huh. And it's widely believed that basically McCain and Clinton were the diversion. And there were several individuals. Actually, I spoke to...
You wouldn't have seen that coming. There
were several individuals that were involved, that were investigated by the FBI. I believe the article was sometime in March of 2010.
Okay.
Washington Times article. And this gentleman was killed.
Was killed?
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, I've got a lot to get to.
All right. I'm sorry.
Listen, I've been Googling my ass off. I know more about you than you know about you at this point. And I have to say, I admire your... what's the word, Chris? Perseverance.
Oh, can
you are plucky. Well, I didn't realize...
Can
you,
I use this as my publisher?
Let me just I didn't realize how many lawsuits you've actually brought about the birther issue. Keyes versus Bowen, Lightfoot burning Barnett versus Obama,
Maslow.
Cook versus Good, Tates versus Obama, Tates versus... Wow! 2012 New Hampshire primary, 2012 Georgia. So you've lost each and every one of them. Now, I say that as a helper, as someone... I'm just saying, maybe birtherism isn't your thing.
Well, maybe...
Maybe a new hobby. Maybe it's not the color of your parachute.
Well, and I'm sure that was told to Nelson Mandela for 27 years, saying you shouldn't be fighting for the rights of black people.
You're comparing yourself to Nelson Mandela?
So you're just like Nelson Mandela?
Well, this is something that was told by Thurgood Marshall.
Thurgood Marshall said you were just like Nelson Mandela?
Probably was said, why are you fighting for the rights of African-American people? So, I mean, every time when you
fight for civil rights... But you're fighting for us to get rid of the first African-American president.
Well, but
you're not
and that is what is so important. The color of his skin has nothing to do with this case. As during Watergate,
what is your thing about Obama? What's the obsession?
Well, you know what? This is a person who is a criminal, who is arrogant, who is obnoxious, who is treating you, who is treating each and every American citizen as a complete
idiot. But how is he a criminal?
He is criminal because he is using a Social Security number that was never assigned to him. That Social Security fraud, I had a senior deportation officer with 30 years of experience testify on the stand in Georgia saying anybody else with papers like Obama, I would be seeking a warrant for his arrest and deportation. And you know what? He cannot even step foot in Arizona. He'll be arrested and deported
The long form birth certificate that he released, that the state of Hawaii
released.
Says is the, but birth certificate, that is inauthentic?
No, nobody ever seen, you know, again, why is treating you like an idiot? When you see something...
But the state of Hawaii has said this is...
No, that's the whole point. I went to state of Hawaii with a federal subpoena with two experts to see how do you verify that something is authentic. You need to see the original paper. You can't have the same person who is complicit with forgery saying, oh, yeah, I have something on file. Show me the original.
Nobody
ever showed the original. Nobody ever seen the original. It doesn't exist.
Okay, Orly, answered this question before, but how did the two birth announcements get in the Hawaii newspapers?
Yes, and we checked on that. What is happening in the state of Hawaii, and probably in many other states, not everybody is born in the hospital, and in the state of Hawaii, it was sufficient for a relative to just fill out a form and mail it. You didn't even have to go to the health department.
But that was done knowing that he would try to be president.
No. They didn't know. They needed papers so that the mother will get welfare checks, so that he will get all the benefits of the U.S. citizen. That's it.
that. No, but listen, there are today in this country, there are 30 million illegals. They are getting bogus papers, not because they want to be presidents, but because they want to get welfare checks, because they to go to school, and they want to get all the benefits.
He obviously didn't need welfare because he was black.
And the mother, and no, because his mother indeed, and he admits to this, wasn't welfare for years. And you know this. It's a known fact from his biography when he was...
That seems really convoluted just to get a welfare check. That seems like you have to jump through a whole lot of hoops.
Not. As a matter of fact, we found out, and Sheriff Arpaio testified to this, in the state of Hawaii, there were thousands of those kind of bogus
applications. By the way, Donald Trump, he said he has investigators that turned up all kinds of stuff. Why haven't we seen that yet?
Oh, I think that we will be seeing much more after the Democratic National Convention. I think that the RNC is actually waiting to make sure that it will be too late for Hillary.
What evidence is
going to
be...
I think that Arpaio will be providing more information in regards to...
But Donald Trump said his investigators...
And Donald Trump is now supporting Romney. And then it's kind of playing double game where Romney's saying, oh, no, it's not my shtick, it's just Donald Trump. But I'm pretty sure that after the Democratic National Convention comes September 1st, you will see more things coming out.
Okay, I'm putting that on my paper calendar. Right. Now, Orly, I got to talk to you about this film because for some reason I feel drawn to you. And this film, Dreams from My Real Father, you've seen it, right? You were quoted.
I didn't. As a matter of fact, this guy, Joel Gilbert, contacted me. Mm-hmm. So
Jerome Corsi, WorldNet Daily, everybody likes this film. But this film weaves the narrative that Obama's grandfather wasn't a furniture salesman but an undercover CIA agent who convinced Barack Obama Sr. to marry his teenage daughter to hide the fact that she was impregnated by a 55-year-old communist. So you said...
I never watched this film.
But you said WND and Corsi rotates are trying to kill the case by making up an American citizen father for Obama, because this blows your whole thing. And then you said, who are they working for? So what, you have a conspiracy about the conspiracy theorist that did this other birther movie blows your whole conspiracy theory? What's wrong with them?
You know what? And that is why we shouldn't be going with conspiracy theories.
Just evidence.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's why each and every American citizen should be demanding that those corrupt employees of the Health Department in Hawaii let us see the original microfilm and the original birth certificate. They refuse to let detectives from Arpaio's Sheriff's Department to see the original.
Well, they didn't have the authority to see the original birth certificate.
No,
only Hawaii state officials had the authority.
No, it's a complete lie. It's a made up, again, bogus argument. Mm. You know, if they're saying it's a matter of privacy, the privacy is, let's say, you're born.
So the Kenyan birth certificate that everyone says is obviously a crude forgery, you say is real?
No, I'm not saying this. I've never seen anything on file there in Kenya. I've never seen anything on file in Hawaii. Mm. And that is why I have a case now. Now, if I may, give me a minute.
Okay.
I have a case now in Washington, D.C., where I have provided them, and I have here, if maybe you can see
on
camera.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's see that. Right there. Yeah.
Okay, this is E-Verify. Awesome. Barack Obama actually posted his tax returns, and he didn't flatten the PDF file so we could see the full social. Ran through E-Verify. It shows this social, it's a Connecticut social, 04268-4425, was never issued to Obama. Here's E-Verify. Mm-hmm. This was done, this is SSN. NVS, Social Security Number Verification Systems, shows that this number was never issued to Barack Obama. Two governmental agencies saying was not issued. Uh-huh. I saw the lawsuit in D.C. saying, show me the application.
Based on the fact that you have a printer.
Is
it a laser printer?
No, it's because I have here affidavits as well. But it's going to be too small to show. But the point is, we have those affidavits. It's a governmental agency.
So which case will this be of yours? How many are there now?
Look, you know what? With each and every case, I'm able to...
But this could be the one, is what you're feeling.
What I'm saying, with each case, I'm able to bring...
Oh, you're
more
getting better and better. Each case you're getting closer.
No. just as I said, I'm bringing more and more evidence to
court. See, that's what I have... I'm perfect proof. I have a new TV show, and that's what I took, Chris, as evidence that I was getting better, is every failed TV show, I'm like, I'm getting closer to a successful one.
Early,
I got to ask you one other thing, because there's so little time and so much to talk about. Some other claims you made, a number of homosexuals from Obama's former church have died mysteriously. What's that all about?
Well, let's find out. Let's go. You know what, Stephanie?
But why? Would did he kill them?
Why would that come up in the first place?
Let me tell you. There were three deaths, and actually, you should invite to your show Gigi Gaston. She's a Democrat. You're going to love her. And she is the director of a movie called We Will Not Be Silent, and it shows elections fraud when Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton's candidacy.
Come closer to the microphone. I don't want to miss a word.
Hillary Clinton's candidacy was derailed by all kinds of tricks, and it showed that indeed in 2007.
So those were homosexuals that would have voted for Hillary if Obama hadn't killed them?
No. These are three. These are a number of homosexuals. The mother one said that he was very close to Barack Obama. He knew Barack Obama. I don't know what evidence
he was gay with Barack Obama.
I don't know what happened
We don't know.
I'm almost out of time. Why wouldn't you want truth to come out and find and those investigations were closed and nobody knows who
so Obama bin Osama bin Laden was killed years ago. His body was kept on ice, and then the announcement of his death timed to divert attention from your court case. Where was he kept on ice?
I've never said that he was kept on ice. Where did you get it?
Think he was killed years before?
It's not what I think. There was a quote from Benazir Bhutto, former prime minister of Pakistan. Before she was killed. Yeah. Where she stated that Osama bin Laden was killed earlier and that announcement was...
Was it dry ice, do you think, or like a big block of ice?
Well, I think you should ask her husband.
All right, I will.
Let's go.
Orly, I wish I could let you finish. I seriously wish I had more time. I'm so sorry we're out of time. Thank you very much for coming in. And thank you for showing up. We appreciate it. There she is, Birther Queen Orly Tate, everybody. Dr. Orly Tate. Let's see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.